And you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. This is a live call-in forum here with the candidates for Sitka Assembly taking your questions. And we have a caller here. This is Matt. Matt, do you have a question for the candidates for Sitka Assembly?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'm calling for vote, and I got a horrible echo in the phone.
We can hear you fine. So what's your question for the candidates?
Okay, when I first got to Sitka in the 70s, or as my wife says, last century, all over Southeast Alaska, people came to Sitka to get done. They talked about you could be in Craig or you could be in Ketchikan, be in Petersburg, and they say we're going over to Sitka to get our boat work. Now you can't get boat work done in Sitka. There's 500 commercial fishing boats in Sitka, 500. Those are businesses. And they have to, most they have to go out of town to spend.
Got it. And I think we lost you there, Matt, but we got your question, which is that why is it that you can't get boat work done in Sitka, and can the city do anything about that? So I forget who answered the last question first. So I think maybe Tor is answering this one first.
Well, I would say I know it's frustrating as somebody who has a few boats myself. But I will say that the city is actually working on it. At Gary Paxton Industrial Park, which I'm still getting used to saying that, as much as we love Gary. I know that there's a proposal right now on the table to put one up there. From the very beginning, that's always been a target to do there. I know that we got a grant for a dock out there, which hopefully will help. Other than that, I'm afraid that why it went away, so to speak, is, you know, market forces, the land was worth more. But I think that if the city gets a chance to help something like that go along, they should jump at it.
Got it. And Lillian, same question, sort of the issue of how can the city encourage more businesses like that would serve sort of present needs in Sitka?
Well, I guess the one would be to be careful on increasing our moorage at the harbor. A lot of our individuals who own boats are starting to leave. They dock outside. So when you start, how you treat your customers is going to be reflect on how you treat what your intentions are. For the longest time, we've heard a lot about the boat haul out at the Paxton place. I'm always cautious on how we diversify out there. Right now, we're serving, it seems like, just one company out there, but I would like to see where we have a haul out that would be sufficient to be able to take a tug out. A lot of our bigger boats have to leave to go to Wrangell. Why can't we do it here? We should have been doing on this air. We're a fishing community. We need to be able to support our industry.
So you'd like to see a public sort of city-built haul out at the industrial park?
There's a way around it that we can work towards it, but I would definitely support it. We need to be able, along with the tourism industry, we have a big fishing fleet here, and we need to be able to help service them. And it's, you know, Sitka's always been the hard place to get at, but that's something I would like to see to continue forward.
And again, you're listening to a live call-in forum with the candidates for Sitka Assembly. And the number to call in with questions is 747-5877. You can also email them to news@kcaw.org or post them on Facebook. Aaron, same question from the caller, Matt. What can the city do to get boat work in Sitka?
I would love to see a bigger industrial plant, a boat haul-out center, excuse me, built here in Sitka to service all of our local fishermen. A place where, you know, you could stop and get electrical done, your plumbing, your fiberglass, anything that you need to get fixed on your boat. One central location for all of that. Because our fishermen are part of our lives. Sitka is a fishing community. We need to support them as much as we can. And whatever we can do to help facilitate the building of a boat haul-out center would only benefit Sitka. And it's not just us building it or maintaining the boats here. that's another form of revenue here. And that's what we sorely need is in our economy, revenue, jobs, and getting everybody else to want to come to Sitka.
Got it. And Tristan, same question.
Well, I think the maritime industries in general are one of our natural advantages, and it's a place where the city, working with boat builders and with fishermen, can really generate a lot of economic activity. And I think it's not just about bringing in dollars, it's also about generating those good-paying jobs. If you look at the jobs generated by tourism, they tend to be seasonal, they tend to be a little bit more low-paying. Jobs in the boat building, boat repair industry, those are year-round jobs and they're high-paying jobs. And so I think that is somewhere we really need to explore. We need to look at that public call-out and see if we can get that going, because there really is, when you look at the kind of market forces, the supply and demand, there's a lot more demand for boat work than there is a supply that we can currently offer. And I look at my uncle's boat shop, for example, Precision Boat Work. They constantly have jobs lined up that they can't meet. And so again, I think that's where we really need to work with the fishermen, with boat builders, and also with the labor unions to provide the front end of the training people in those good-paying, high-paying jobs in the maritime industries, and then having those jobs and having that infrastructure to support people and to support fishermen and ensure that those dollars aren't going down the wrangle, that they're staying here in Sitka.
Got it. And several of you mentioned the Gary Paxton Industrial Park, and we have a question that came in via email from Zach. The municipal code requires a public vote to ratify the sale, lease, or disposal of city-owned lands that amount to a large dollar value. A previous assembly exempted the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, now the Gary Paxton Industrial Park, from this requirement without a public vote. Would you, as an assembly member, advocate a binding public vote to give a simple up or down on any large property sales at Sawmill Cove? And of course, this was the issue that led to a lawsuit. There was the original sale to Silver Bay of land at the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park that prompted a citizen initiative and ended up before the Alaska Supreme Court that would require voter ratification of large sales or leases of city property. So Lillian, this goes first to you. Would you require voter ratification of large sales like the ones that are being proposed now for the industrial park?
Oh, heck yeah. Those oftentimes are the deals that are made are unaware, and it's not necessarily a private industry. Those are lands that, you know, were given back to the city. We need to be careful about many people driven out there. It's one big area, and it's a predominant, you know, industry that has gotten hold of it. We need to be able to keep it diversified. And I think in all, we need to be able to be transparent about what it is and what, you know, what's going on.
Got it. And I'm going to run through the rest of you, but just another reminder to try to keep your answers brief. We have a whole bunch of questions that have just come in, and we'd love to get to them. So the question again is, would you support requiring a public vote for the sale or lease of large chunks of public land? And Aaron, what are your thoughts on that?
I would say yes. These are the people that elect us. Everybody that's on the assembly, mayor, everybody that's in public office, they have a right to say what they want to hear in Sitka. And if they don't like that, then we should respect that. And if they do, then kudos. We can go for it.
Got it. And Tristan?
Yes, I believe it should go to a public vote. And the rest of the city, it's required to go to a public vote. The Gary Paxton Industrial Park is the only place in the city where it's not. And so for me, I would unify that code, and I think it's a good thing. Every sale of land of that magnitude should go before the public.
Got it. And Tor?
Well, for starters, the ordinance requiring a vote of all public land is unconstitutional. We found that out. So it's unconstitutional to go to a vote on that. Second, and no, I wouldn't, not necessarily. It goes through a serious public process before anything gets sold, multiple levels, all in the public, and we want to make sure that we remember that the goal of that park is to promote business. And if you're buying something, if you're a company trying to do something, having to go through a public vote, you wouldn't be able to line up financing, until it was over. It would put so much restrictions on it that it would make it very hard for any company to come in to do anything. And the whole point of that park is to get companies, to get people working.
Thanks, Tor. And again, you're listening to a live call-in show, and we're taking your questions mostly from Facebook and email. So if you want to submit a question, it's news@kcaw.org, or you can comment on our Facebook page. And you can also call in. The number is 747-5877.